Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good morning.
Thanks so much for joining us. So we are well aware of the stay-at-home order that's effective for Orange County, and I know that you've joined in with the efforts with Mayor Jerry Demings on this as well. What's the most common question that people are asking you? Because I know there's a lot of, like, can we still go to the store? Are we allowed to walk our dogs outside?
I think it's particularly about their specific job or business, but it's just general questions about the things that you can and can't do. And I think if you just think about being reasonable, you can probably answer those questions yourself. You can certainly continue to go to the grocery store. You can continue to walk your dog. You can exercise, pick up your medicine, go to the doctor, but continue practicing social distancing, which means staying at least 6 feet away from people. The things you can't do are, well, malls are shut down, retail shops for the most part, movie theaters, bowling alleys, things like that. And I guess the one question I do get is liquor stores. They're open.
It's important, I guess, at a time like now.
Well, right.
I do want to talk about resilience and the importance of the city coming together. You know, we've been through some things together, some really tough things as a city, and we've come out okay, we've come out standing. What's your message to the city right now? Because I know that there's a certain level of frustration, which we can all understand, because lives are being turned upside down or at least sideways.
We're a very resilient city, and somebody was asking me about enforcement. And, you know, I said, this is Orlando. We probably don't really need much in the way of enforcement. People are going to do the right thing. They're going to do the things that protect their neighbors, protect their families, protect their kids. So staying at home, I think, is a practice that people are going to do. They wanted some direction. So my message is we're Orlando and we can get through this. And the measures that the city and the county have taken, we don't take those decisions lightly. We're looking at how do we shorten the overall time frame. So the actions we're taking now are going to help us shorten the back end of this.
Well, there are specific people in the community that we would all love to help, and that's healthcare workers, first responders. Is there anything at all that just an average citizen can do to help those people?
Well, I think adhering to the rules that we set in terms of social distancing and staying at home other than for essential trips or going to essential businesses certainly helps first responders. One of the things that we've implemented in terms of when you're making an emergency call is some protocol, a set of questions for health-related matters so that our EMTs, when they arrive, have a good understanding of what they're coming to. And we're asking people that can, when they have called 911, to assist the firefighters and the EMTs by coming outside rather than having them go inside your house, if at all possible.
Well, very good. Well, we appreciate your time. And if there's any questions that City of Orlando residents have, is there a good website or a good phone number or a hotline to direct them to?
cityoforlando.net. Both the city and the county have on their websites frequently asked questions related to both the stay-at-home order and things in general.
Orlando Mayor Buddy Dyer, thank you so much. We'll all come out through this on the other side. It's just a crazy time, but we always appreciate your time and helping get the information out.
And you guys are essential. Just know that, because you're lifting everybody's spirits and getting information out to them.
We appreciate that.
Thank you, sir. Take care.
All right.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.